Chaim Beis, four lines down from the top of the two dots, the Mishnah says, Hashochet v'nimtzeis trefa, or Hashochet chulin bazora, mishalem tashlume arba v'chamisha. That despite the fact that the animal turned out to be a trefa, therefore the basar shachut is still basar asur, or in the case of shochet chulin lazora, where the basar becomes asur b'chila, and the shechita was not mater achila, nevertheless, the chachamim hold in these two cases that you pay dalet vev, the gazlan shechts it, and if it turns out to be an animal, it's a trefa. If the animal was chulin and the gazlan took the behemoth chulin into the azor, he shechted there, in both cases, he's chayiv dalet vehe. Rav Shimon poter b'shnei. Now, by way of introduction to the next sugya, let's point out that the Gemara in Chulin Daf Chav Ches establishes that Shechita requires Rov Shnayim. The two simonim have to be cut. That's the Kana and the Veshet. The Kana is the windpipe. The Veshet is the esophagus, I think we call it. And the question that the Gemara in that sugya addresses is Yesh L'Shechita Mitchila Basof or Ein L'Shechita L'Basof. In other words, do we take the shechita as a continuous addition of segments? There's some sort of a progress here. Every single part of the shechita, from beginning till the end, till he accomplishes Rov Shnayim, is called shechita. It has a chaloshem shechita on it. Or do we say no? The shechita only becomes a shechita when he reaches the apex, the level, the stage of Gmar Shechita, when the Shechita is meaningful, of Rov Shnayim. Amalei Rav Chavivi Mechozno'a L'Rav Ashi, our Mishnah that says that a Ganav is Chayef Feshechting Chulun Bazor, is Chayef Dalet Veheshmamina, Eina L'Shechita El Basof, the same Shechita is only Chal, it only emerges at the Gmar Shechita. That's why the animal does not become osur b'toras chulin lazor until the gemar shechita. And therefore, as far as the entire continuum of the maisa shechita is concerned, during that time, the animal is not osur b'chila, and it belongs to the bailim, and therefore the gazlan is chayav dalet vehe for this shechita. Again, let's review. If you hold ein l'shechita l'basof, then the Iser, which is generated by Shechita, by a Chal Hashem Shechita, which is called Chulin Lazara, is Chal, emerges simultaneously with the Gmar Shechita. That's called El Basof. It means that the Tchilas HaShechita is considered a perfect Shechita. And it's not yet, we can postpone the status of Chulin Lazara. And that's why during the course of the Shechita, the Gazlan is performing a full-fledged Shechita, which engenders a Chiyuv Dalet Vehe. And you can add and enhance this by saying that the Gazlan is Chayef Dalet Vehe for Shechting the Behema, the stolen animal of the Bailim, of the Nigzal. It's owned by the Nigzal. And since Ein L'Shechita L'Basof, during the course of the Shechita, the Bailim have ownership over this animal. And that engenders through the Shechita of the Gazlan a Chiyuv Dalet Vehe. It's interesting that the Ravid is of the opinion that Dafka only with regard to Chulin Lazara, where the Iser is a result of the Shem Shechita, then we make this discussion contingent upon the Machlokas Yesh L'Shechita B'Tchil Sof Ein L'Shechita B'Sof. But take, for example, the case of Avodah Zorah that we had before, that the Gazlan Shechtu L'Shem Avodah Zorah, that Iser Avodah Zorah doesn't depend upon the Shem Shechita. Even the Tchilas Maisa Shechita L'Shem Avodah Zorah is already considered part of the Avodah, and it engenders the Iser Anah of Takrovas Avodah Zorah. So even if I hold Ein L'Shechita L'Basof, nevertheless the Tchilas Shechita generates an Iser Avodah Zorah. And that's why, with regard to Shechitas Avodah Zorah, the Gemara doesn't mention this machlokas about Yesh L'Tchila L'Shechita L'Basof. The Rashba here asks the following question. He says, even if I hold Ein L'shchita L'basov, nevertheless, the Iser Shchitas Chulin Bazor should be chal immediately with the Shchita of one Siman, the first Siman, even before he gets to the second Siman. That's a sugya in Chulin Daf Chav Tesamid Beis. Now the Chiv Dal Vehei emerges with the Gemar of Shchita Shnei Siman, because the Torah says Utvacho, it means Tvacho Kulo Be'inon. Now, if he's not Chayev for Dal Vehei until he gets to Kulo, the meat of the animal is already Osir Ba'anah after the Shechita of one Siman. And in order to answer this question, the Rashba says that this Gemara reflects the Shechita of Rava, back in Chulin, who says that the din of Shochet Siman Echad, that he's Chayev for the Isur, for violating the Isur of Chulin Bazor, that depends upon the Machlokas of Yeshnel Tchilu B'Siva Tzhof. Which means that even at the beginning of the Shechita, there is a Shem Shechita, and the first Siman is already enough to achieve a Shem Shechita. But if I hold Ein L'Shechita L'Basof, then the Shechita Siman Echad is not enough to engender the violation of the Yisr Chulin Lazor, and therefore the Chiv Dalvei Ubichal already from the Tchilas HaShechita. Chiv Dalvei and Chiv Chulin Lazor will emerge at the end of the Shechita, and therefore is chayev dal vehe. The Gemara now wants to bring a proof that ein l'shechita ella lebasof. And again, let's go over the Gemara one more time. Amar le chavivi mechozno l'Rav Ashi shmamina ein l'shechita lebasof. De'i yeshna l'shechita mitchila v'ad sof. Kema d'shachet ba purta. As soon as it began, the shechita of chulin la'azara, is asara becomes asur b'ana because of shechita chulin la'azara. And the violation of the isur lav of shechita la'azara begins with the tchilas ha'shechita shachet be'purta. And therefore, idach, as far as the balance of the shechita for which he's chayev dal v'hei in a normal case, Lo demarika tavach. He's not shechting the animal that belongs to the baila because the Yisra had already emerged at the tchilas hashchita. Now, it is possible that the Mishnah might be maintaining that chulin bazara are asurim only midrabanan, and therefore we consider the shechita midaraisa to be shel baila, meaning that the animal still belongs to the baila and he should be chayv for dal vehei. But apparently, the Gemara's proof is from the fact that Hashochet v'nimtzeis treifa, we said in our Mishnah, is that he's chayav for dal vehei, even though the shechita is a shechita shein arui, and that's certainly on a deraisa level. So even if shechitas chulin la'azara might be perhaps derabanan, and that's a sugya in Kiddushin and other places in Shas, nevertheless, with regard to nimtzeis treifa, that's certainly a din deraisa, and we're going to have to assume that ain't a l'shchita ela basof, in order to justify the shitas chachamim, that in this case of nimtzeis treifa and similarly for old chulin la'azara deraisa, the gazlan through the shchita tchila shchita engenders a chiyuv dal vehei, because the Yisra know that's mafkia bailus is only chal later on in the sof shchita. So this is a proof that ain't l'shchita ela lebasof. The Gemara rejects this. Amalei Rav Huna Brei de Rava. It's very possible that Yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'ad sof, and the animal becomes asur b'ana immediately b'tchilas ha'shchita b'toras chulin b'azara. Aye, why is the gazan chayev for tficha b'chira dal v'hei, even though the behem is asur b'ana? T'chikom ha'chayev ha'hu purta. When the Torah says that he's chayev for tashlumi dal v'hei, the Torah doesn't mean that he's chayev when the shem shchita emerges at the end of the shchita. Because again, now we're holding that yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'ad sof, that is already the beginning of an isur, a violation of chulin la'azara b'tchilas hashchita. But it could be that at that point, simultaneously with that moment of tchilas hashchita, the shochet, the gazlan, engenders a chiyuv dal vehei on ahu purta, even though he's only cut a small amount. It's only tchilas hashchita. But nevertheless, when he starts that Tchilas Hashchita, he's chayev. Immediately afterwards, the animal becomes also banah. And the shochet, in this case the gazlan, doesn't have to shech the entire animal in order to be chayev dal vehe. He just needs the tchila, the very beginning of the shechita. That's Rav Huna's argument. The Gemara rejects Rav Huna. Amalei Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi turns to Rav Huna. Again, Rav Ashi was the one who, it was Rav Chavivi le Rav Ashi, but Rav Ashi certainly accepted that raya. Amalei Rav Ashi lo tidchi. Don't reject this raya of Rav Chavivi. Why not? The Torah says utvacho. And the word utvacho means kulo ba'inan, as we mentioned earlier when we said over the Rashba. It's not that the gazlan is chai for tchilas hashchita. He needs a complete shchita, shame shchita. That's tvacho. Vileka, but here, there's no gmar, there's no kula shchita, because all you have is the tchilas shchita. That's if you hold yeshnal tchila mishchita mitchila vatsof. Mashenkin, if you hold ein l'tchita l'vatsof, then you have a complete shchita of the bailim's animal by the gazan, he's chayav dalet vehe. Ela kasha. However, we're left with a certain difficulty, because this Mishnah, which is predicated on the principle of ein l'shchita l'basof, is difficult. According to someone, one opinion later on, we're not up to that yet, who holds yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'ad sof. And what the Gemara now is about to embark upon is some sort of way of logically reconciling the opinion of yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'ad sof with the Chachamim in our Mishnah, who generated chiv dal v'he for shchita aschul and lazora. Omalei Rav Ashi says the following: Hachi omer Rav Gamda mishmei derava. Our Mishnah that establishes going to Chachamim Achiv Dal Vehe for Shchita Aschulim Lazora, perhaps it can be reconciled with the opinion Yeshnal Tchila Basov if we introduce the following Ukimta. Kigon, the Mishnah is talking about a case of Sheshochad Miktas Simonim Bachutz Ugmaron Bifnim. Before he entered into the Azora, he started the shchita process. He started cutting the kana and the veshet. And this is outside the azora. He's no longer chayev. He's at this point, he's not chayev for shchita skun lazora. But the gmar shchita, which is the rov simonim, that he implemented bifnim inside the azora. So it means that up until the gmar shchita, the behema certainly belongs to the nigzal, and therefore the gazin is chayev dal vehe. And until the Gemar Shechita, we can generate a full Shechita L'chayev Da'al Vehe. The Yisr Shechita Skun Lazor will only be Chal at the moment of Gemar Shechita, even if you hold Yeshna L'Shechita Mitchila Vat Sof, and simultaneously synchronized at the same second that the Yisr Shechita Skun Lazor is Chal. When he goes inside the Azora to complete the Shechita, the Rov Shechita, at that very moment, he completes the Shechita to be Mechayev him in Dal Vehe, and therefore it's considered Shalab Bailin. Ika de Masnile, some learn this Sugya Aha in the context or in the framework of a Machlokas Samuroyim, which is about to be quoted. Omer Rab Shimon Ben Lakish, Reish Lakish holds Mishum de Rabbi Levi Sava from the elder of Levi. Eino l'shchita elo libasof. Rabbi Yochanan Amar yeshna l'shchita mitchila vad sof. What's the original context of this machlokas? Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is Rashi explains that we're talking about a person in Kodshim who is choshev machshava poselis in Kodshim, like a machshavas chutzim komo. If I hold Ein L'shchita El Basof, and that's the Shita Reish Lakish, then the Machshava Poseles is not Chal here, because if he was, let's say, Choshev these Machshavas at the Tchilas HaShchita, and then he chapped himself, he caught himself, and he changed his Machshava and he put it in the right direction before he got to the Sof Shchita, then the Kodshim, according to Reish Lakish, are Ksherim. because ein l'shchita l'basof. But if, on the other hand, I hold like Rabbi Yochanan that ein l'shchita ella, excuse me, that yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atzof, then every single segment from the beginning of the shchita is part of the shchita and has a shem shchita. If the machsheves psul at the beginning of the shchita is enough to passel the korban, the Gemara in Chulin actually offers another nafkamina besides the one that Rashi quotes here, and that's the case of shchutei chutz. Let's say, for example, he shechts part of the simanim, the beginning of the simanim, outside the azara, and then he completes the shchita of the chulin inside the azara. Is he chayv for violating this lav? If I hold yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atzof like Rabbi Yochanan, yes, he violates the lav. Whereas if I hold like Reish Lakish that ein l'shchita l'basof, then he doesn't violate this isur. Rashi doesn't mention this nafkamina because Rashi holds that you could argue that Rabbi Yochanan, who holds yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atzof, that only applies in shchutei chutz. Rashi wanted to give other nafkaminas beyond shchutei chutz, like in the case of machsheves psul in kodshin. In any event, what's important for us is to refer to a sugya mesechta kedushin daf nun zayin amid beis the machlokas tanoim regarding chulin shenichshtu bazara, whether there are asur min haTorah or mid rabbanon. These are no, of course. And again, if we had time, we'd go through that sugya in depth. And Amar Le Rav Chviva Michozno Rav Ashi Lema Kasov Rav Yochanan Chulin Shenishchetu Ba'azara Lav Doraisahu. Shall we conclude, based on Rav Yochanan's commitment to the position of Yeshna L'Tchila L'Shchita Mitchila V'Atzov, that Chulin Shenishchetu Ba'azara is not Doraisa? And the reason for that, if you take a look here on Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis, the Isal Kedaitach Midoraisa, how are we going to reconcile our Mishnah? Michi Shachet Leipurta Asra Idoch Lav Demari Katavach. How would we justify the position of the Chachom in our Mishnah that there's a Chiv Dal Vehe that's engendered by the Tchilas Hashchita, when there should be an Iser Chulin Lazor B'Tchilas HaShchita, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who maintains that Yeshna L'Shchita B'Tchila V'Atzof, the beginning of the Shchita, the initial segment of the Maisa Shchita, is enough to engender the Iser of Chulin Lazorah, and therefore there cannot be a Chiyuv of Dalavei engendered by the Shchita, because immediately B'Tchilas HaShchita, when the Iser of Chulin Lazorah is Chal, the animal is no longer in the possession and the ownership of the Bailim because it's Asur Ba'anah. Idoch Lav Demar Katovach, the balance of the Shechita, as far as the Galsin is concerned, is not a Shechita of the animal, the Bailim, because it's already Asur Ba'anah. The Bailim don't have any value in this animal, and therefore he would not be Chayv Dal Vehe. Only if we assume that Chulin Ba'azara is Lav Doraisa, then we could possibly justify the Psak of our Mishnah that he'd be chayv dal vehe for the shchita, because yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atzof, because there is no iser chulin lazor, at least on a doraisa level. And basically what this question is, the substance of this question is that Rabbi Yochanan himself holds that chulin shenishchetu bazor is doraisa in Masechta Kedushin and Zayin Amid Beis. Rashi doesn't say this, Tosus says it, Dibra Maschil Lema on Daf Ayin Aleph Amin Aleph. According to some of the Achronim, Rashi didn't say this because Rabbi Yochanan there in Kedushin is quoting Rabbi Meir. It could be that Rabbi Yochanan himself doesn't agree with Rabbi Meir. In any event, there's a whole discussion here as to why Chulin Shenishketu Bazar as an Isud Rabbanon, why would he be Meschayev Dal Vehe? And if you recall, we've discussed this in past Shiurim, as to whether or not the status of an Isad Rabbanon is enough to be Mafkia Dal Vehe Dorais. Omal Erev Acha Berei Derava V'chi Kama Chayev Nami Ahu Purta. It's very possible, says Rav Acha, that Rabbi Yochanan might hold Chulin Shenishketu Bazar is Doraisa. You'll ask me, so why does he engender this Gazan engender a Chiv Dal Vehe? The answer is, that's because of the Tchilas HaShchita. And Dalet Vehei is established with Tchilas HaShchita. And keep in mind that Rabbi Yochanan holds Yeshna L'Shchita Mitchila V'ad Sof. And what does this mean? That immediately when he initiates the very first kickoff, so to speak, of the Shchita, that's enough of a Shchita as far as Chulin Ba'azor is concerned, but it's also enough of a Shchita to engender the Chiyuv Dal Vehei. So both of these emerge simultaneously, the Iser of Chulin Lazor, again we're holding now Chulin Lazor Doraisa, and the Machayev of Gzela here, of Shchita, they both begin, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Mitchilas HaShchita. And at that moment, the animal still is in the possession of the Nigzal. And Rav Ashi rejects this. He cannot accept Rav Acha. Amalei Rav Ashi, lo tidche, don't reject the words of Rav Chavivi. Again, keep in mind that it was Rav Chavivi who derived from our Mishnah and Rabbi Yochanan's Yeshna L'tchila Mitchila Vatsof, that Rabbi Yochanan was of the opinion that Chul Shenishku Bazor Lav Doraisa. And why don't you have any right to Chepa to reject Rav Chavivi? The answer is because Utvacho, the Torah says that the Chiv Dal Vehei is because of Tvicha Kulo. You know, we need the entire Shchita. It's not enough to say that at the beginning of the Shchita, the initial part of the Shchita, genders a Chiv Dal Vehei. No, you need the entire Shchita. That's called Kulo Be'inon. Veleka, we don't have it, because immediately after the Tchilas HaShchita, the animal becomes also B'toras Chulin Bazora Elakasha. But rather, I'd like to read it as an outstanding, leave it as an outstanding question, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Chulin Shenishkdu Bazora is not also Doraisa. Why not? Again, according to Tosus, that's an impossible, untenable position, because Rabbi Yochanan himself in Kedusha maintains that Chulin Shenishkdu Bazora Doraisa. Amalei, so Rav Ashi responds, Achi Omar Rav Gamda Mishmei Derav Akiko Machayev Kigod Sheshochad Mikzas Simonu Bachutz Ugmar Bifnim. We can go back to the Ukimta that our Mishnah is talking about a case that he's Chayev Dal Vehei because he began the Shchita process outside the Azora, and once he was Shochei Mikzas Simonim outside the Azora, he's already well on his way to engendering a chiyuv dal vehei b'torah asgazlan she'etavach ugmaran. And at what moment did he complete rov shchita? When he was inside the azara, and at that point the isur chulin shenishku b'azara is chal immediately, simultaneously with the shchita that's machayev medal vehei, meaning the gmar shchita, what we call kulo be'inon. And since both the isur dal vehei and the isur, well, I should say the Chiyuv Dal Vehei and the Isur of Chulin Shenishkdu Bazara are simultaneous, therefore we have a right to define his Tficha as a Tficha Mechayevus. At that split second that he completed the Tficha, the animal was still in the possession of the Nigzal, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan may maintain that Chulin Shenishkdu Bazara is Enochinami Osir Banom Deraisa, even though he holds Yeshna L'Shchita Mitchila Vad Sof. So basically, the maskana, of the final bottom line of the sugya, is that whereas the Gemara maintained straight across the board from the beginning up until, but not including the end of the sugya, that our mission of Dalet Vehei in Shchita Chulin Lazor could only be justified if I hold either A in l'shchita el lebasov, or B if I hold that Chulin Shenishkdu Bazara is the Rabbana. But if I maintain on the one hand that Yeshna L'Tchila L'Shchita Mitchila V'Atzof, and on the other hand Chulin Shenishkdu Bazara is Doraisa, the Gemara maintains we have no way of reconciling our Mishnah. How can you be Chayv Dal Vehei if Yeshna L'Shchita Mitchila V'Atzof, immediately with the Tchilas HaShchita the animal becomes Asur Ba'Noah, and therefore it's less, it doesn't belong to the Bailim and the gods, and can't be Chayv for Shchitas Dal Vehei? And the Gemara turns it around and says, no, Enochinami. I maintain A, that Yeshna L'Shchita Mitchila V'Atzof, B, that Chulin Shenishkdu Bazara Dorais, and C, that he's Chayev, the Gazan is Chayev for Shchita of Chulin Bazara and Mishnah, A, Chiyuv of Dal Vehei. But in order to do so, Chdaf Onkum, and I have to come on to an Ukimta, that the Tchilas HaShchita took place outside the Azara, and the Gmar Shchita of Rov Shnayim took place inside the Azara, and we apply the principle of simultaneity, and simultaneously these two chiyuvim emerge, the Isur Chulin Vazara is violated, the Isur Ano is Chal, and the Chiyuv Dalve is Chal as well with the Gemara Shkita, Utvacho, Kulo, Ba'inan. And now, Rabosa, we want to start the new Mishnah here on Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis. And I'd like to dedicate this Shia in memory of my mother, Sima Brina Bas Rebel Chanan. Today is her Yortzeit on the 8th of Av. And she should have an aliyas neshama. We've discussed in the past the parsha of Edim Zomim. In order to establish that the Gazlan is Chayev, Kefel, and Dalet Vehei, we need Edus, we need testimony. And in fact, we can have two different pairs of Edim. We can have one pair of Edim testifying on the Gneva, engendering a Chayev Kefel, and a second pair of Edim testifying on the Shechita, or the Mechira, engendering a Chiyuv of Dal Vehe. However, what happens if Edim Zomimim, Edim Azimim, come in to be Mazim, the Edim that testify on the Gzela and on the Shkita? And that's called the Parsha of Edim Zomimim. The Mishnah says, Gonav al Pishnayim, V'tovachu Mochar al Pihem. If there was one pair of Edim who testified both on the Gneva and the Tficha Mechir as well, then into Zomimim, two witnesses come in and say, how could you have testified that on such a day, at such a time, and such a place, you were there to see, to witness a theft and a slaughtering of the animal on that day? You were with us in a different place. And this is all based on the parasha in Devarim Yutes, Vasisem lo kasher zomam lasos li achiv. And we believe the Edim HaMazimim, to establish the first pair of Edim as Edim Zomim, as false witnesses, is Mishalmim HaKol. Clearly in this case, the Edim who had a Zmama, they had an intention through their perjury to be Mechayev this Gazlan, this so-called Gazlan, both Kefel and Dalet Vehei. Then Kasher Zomam, we have to treat the Edim exactly as they intended to do to the Nidon, in this case the so-called accused Gazlan. Vasisim lo Kasher Zomam, Lasus Liachiv, the Edim clearly have to pay both Kefel and Dalet Vehei. Rashi points out that the Gemara later on Daf Ayin Dalet explains that this is a case of Huzmu Edim Mitchila Atvicha V'Achakach Ala Gneva. In other words, that the Hazoma process began in the reverse order, so to speak. First on the Tvicha, and only then on the Gneva. And then they could be Chayev, Kefel, and Dalet Vehei for Kasher Zoma. If, on the other hand, if you flip it around, first there was Hazoma on the Gneva, then, technically, there's no din of Hazoma on the Tvicha, because in Ein LeGneva, Ein LeTvicha. In other words, immediately after the Hazom on the Gneva, the Edus on the Tvicha is completely left out. And it's meaningless, because if you can't establish Gneva, what is Tvicha all about? In any event, getting back to our Sugya, our Mishnah, Gonav al Pishnayim utovach umocha al Pishnayim acherim, Elu v'elu nimtzu zomim rishonim shalom tashlumi kefal achronim shalom tashlumi shlosha. If there were two sets of Edim, we'll call them Kat Aleph, the first Kat. They testified about the Gneva. Then there was Kat Beis, the second pair of Edim that testified on Tvicha or Mechira. And both Kitos, both pairs A and B were found, Aleph Beis were found to be Zobimim. Is the first pair of Edim pay Kefel? The second pair of Edim pay Dalet Vehei? And you might ask the question, what exactly is the Mishnah coming to be Mechadish, or is the Mishnah just covering all cases? Now, if you take a look at Rashi, Dibra Maskel Vachronim, Avoluse Mishalmim Shnayim, that when the Mishnah says that he pays three, that's for a case of a Shor, because the Shor is Chamisha, so if the first pair of Edim pay two, the second pair of Edim, the Ede Tvicha Mechira, pay three, because 2 + 3 = 5, that's as far as Shor is concerned. As far as Seh is concerned, the second pair of Edim of Tvicha Mechira will only pay two. Rashi explains that before the last pair of Edim were found to be Zomimim, namely the Edim that testified on the Tfich Mechira, then and only then was the first pair of Edim Huzam. As we said before, in the name of Rashi later on, because if the first pair of Edim Vedi Gneva were Huzmu, then the Edus of the Tvicha Mechira is completely null and void. Emein Gneva, Ein Tvicha, Umechira. The Mishnah continues, Nimtzu Achronim Zomimim. What happens if, in this case of pair number Aleph and pair number Beis, only pair number Beis were found to be Zomimim? There was Hazom against the Edei Tvicha. Is who Mishalim Tashlumei Kefel? The original Edus of Kat A, of the first pair of Edim, we called it pair Aleph, is still intact. It hasn't been touched. It hasn't been proven to be false, and therefore the Ganov has to pay Kefel. On the other hand, the second pair of Edim who turned out to be Zomimim, they have to pay Tashlumei Gimel, because they were Zomim to be Mechayev the Gazlan Gimel. Now the Mishnah goes on and speaks about the following scenario. Echad min hachronim zomimim. What if only one of the two Edim were found to be zomimim? Okay. Now the Mishnah says zomimim in the plural. It really should say zomim, because after all, only one Ed was found to be an Ed zomim. Perhaps what the Mishnah means is that the chalos hazoma as a psul edus is chal on the entire kat, and therefore zomimim. Now, the Mishnah says that echad min achronim zomimim is batla edus shnia. What it means is that you cannot have, and we're talking about the achronim now, we'll have to see exactly why the Mishnah focuses on the achronim. Achronim means kat, or pair number Beis, the Edei Tvicha Mechira. One of those two Edei Tvicha Mechira turned out to be an Eid Zomim. If in such a case, the Mishnah says, Hu Mishalim, excuse me, the Mishnah says, Batla Edus Shnia. In other words, you cannot establish Tvicha Mechira based on the testimony of one witness, and therefore the Edus itself is completely and totally invalidated. And that means that the Ganav cannot be Chayev based on this second pair of Edim, Dal Vehe. However, let's say, for example, that subsequently there'll be Azoma on the second Ed of the Edei Tvicha, of the pair Beis, as we call it. Then they become Edim Zomimim, and they have to pay Midin Kasha Zoma. So right now what we're saying is, since there was only Azam on one of the two Edim at this particular moment in time, the Ganav is not Chayev, the Ganav is not going to be Chayev Dalet Vehe, in this case we'll call it Gimel. And that's what the Mishnah means, Batla Edus Shnia, because you're left with only one Ed on the Tvicha Mechira. Now, the second pair of Edim don't pay B'toras Kasha Zoma, because the halacha is that there's no chiyuv of Edim Zomimim unless there was Azoma on both of them. Now, it's B'toras HaKosha to invalidate the Edus, it's enough to be Mazim one of the two Edim. And as far as that one particular Ed to be considered an Ed Zomim, again, not B'toras HaKosha, B'toras HaZoma for the punishment of Kasha Zoma, there we have Allah of Ein Edim Zomim, Shal Momen El Api, Im Huzmu, Shneim. There was no Azoma to Shneim. So the Edus itself is Psula. The Ganav will only pay Kefal based on the first pair of Edim. He will be exempt from Dalet Vehe based on the fact that the second Edus is null and void because one of the two Edim was found to be an Ed Zomim. And as far as that one Eid is concerned, he's not subject at this point to the Chiyuv of Kasha Zomam, because there's no Hazoma unless you Mazim Shneim. If later on there'll be Hazoma to the second Eid as well, then we will apply the principle of Kasha Zomam to be Mechayev the second pair of Eidim Gimel. That's for sure. And now we get to the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, and this is the finale, so to speak, of this Mishnah, Echad min arishonim zomim. We had asked before why the Mishnah was focused on the question of disqualifying or finding one of the Eidim, one of the Eidim Achronim, the Eidim Tvich Mechira as Zomim. What about one of the Eidim Gzela, the first pair of Eidim, pair number Aleph? So that's what the Mishnah addresses here at the end. And the Mishnah is going to point out that now the whole castle falls apart. You know, if you build a castle in the sand, once you remove the foundation, the whole building collapses. And that's what he's saying here. But l'kol ha'edus. Whether or not you're talking about the edus rishona, pair number aleph, vis-a-vis gneva, there one of them is huzam. And you can't be mechayev him tashlume kefel, based on the testimony of one aid. And the Eidus Achrona, meaning pair number bays on the Tvicha, that too is completely null and void. Shem ein gneva in Tvicha Mechira. Now the Mishnah codifies that Allah, that the significance and the impact of Eidi Tvicha Mechira is contingent on the testimony that establishes gneva. If there's no gneva, then there's no Tvicha Mechira. So the whole castle falls apart. In other words, we can't say that we can be Mechayev the Gazlan to pay the gimel of Tvicha Mechira unless we know that he stole. Right? In other words, he's got to shecht something that he stole. And we don't have any objective evidence to establish that he stole, because we were able to disqualify through the parasha of Hazama one of the two Eide Gneva. Now, in this case, let's say that there was Hazama on the Eidim Achronim, on Per Beis, afterwards, subsequently. Then would Per Beis have to pay Gimel B'Toras Hazama? The answer is no, because we've already invalidated the Eidus from the beginning. In other words, once we were made on one of the two Eidim Gneva and establishing that Eid as an Eid Zomem, therefore the Eidus on Gneva is completely null and void. Now as a result, the Eidus on Tvicha Mechira is null and void, and it no longer is subject to Hazama. That's what Rashi points out here, Dibra Maskil, Butla, Kol, and now we can start the Sugis HaGemara. This Gemara is one of the most famous Sugis in Shas, first and foremost because it's one of the six cases in which the Gemara establishes halachic Abaye against Rava out of the thousands of machlokasin and shas between Rava and Abaye. But secondly, it's quite famous because it really touches on the very kishkis, on the very essence of what the parasha of Eidim Zomimim is all about. Itmar. Eid Zomim Abaye Omer L'Mafreya Hu Nifsal, Rava Omer Mikan Ulahaba Hu Nifsal. When the Torah establishes that we believe the second pair of Eidim, the Eidim HaMazimim, and establish that the Eidim Rishonim were Eidei Sheker, were Eidim Zomimim, then if we believe, and that's the premise of the Torah, the second pair of Eidim, it means that the first pair of Eidim perjured themselves at the moment they gave their testimony way back when. So for example, this is the example they give, let's say the Eidus, the original Eidus was in Nisan. And then a month later in Iyar, the Eidim come and mazim them. At what point do we establish that Eidim, those Eidim, the first Eidim, the Eidim Zomimim, as Psulim? And Abai says, Mafreyu Nifsal, which means since we believe the second pair of Eidim, the first pair of Eidim already back in Nisan a month ago perjured themselves, and once an Eid, once a witness testifies in Beis Din and he purges himself, that's an Eid Shakran, he's Posel Eidus, and then Afkavina is going to be Rabosai. All the different testimonies offered by these Eidim, the original Eidim, the Eidim Zomimim, from Nisan until the moment that we're standing today in Iyar. And that's Abai's position, which is, how shall I say, intuitively logical, that since the Torah believes the second pair of Eidim, therefore the first pair of Eidim are Eidim Psulim from the moment they gave their testimony. And any Eidios they gave in the interim, obviously, is disqualified. Rava says mikan labo nifsal, which again, intuitively, that's not logical. You can't have your cake and eat it. There are two premises here that if you accept, they contradict each other. You cannot say on the one hand that the Torah believes the second pair of Edim, and yet on the other hand say that the first pair of Edim did not perjure themselves and did not become psulim, as we say, l'mafreya. L'mafreya here means gili milsa l'mafreya. L'mafreya here is not the sophisticated, abayis l'mafreya is not the very abstract and, heavenly concept of l'mafreya, that certain things are chal l'mafreya. No, abayis is just pointing out that b'shas ha'edus, the edim were edi sheker. I mean, they became Edim Psulim through via their Edus. Maybe we'll give them Tokid Edibur afterwards, but immediately following their Edus, they are Psulim. We didn't know that. We need a Gil Milsa. We'll only find out that later. And Rava is maintaining two principles that are mutually exclusive. Principle number one, which is established and is inherent in the very underpinning of the parish of Edim Zom, that we believe the second pair of Edim established the first pair of Edim as being Shakronim. And principle number two, despite the fact that the first pair of Edim was Shakronim back in Nisan when they gave their testimony, nevertheless they remain Kshirim. How are we meant to understand that? Abai Omar, Lemafreu Nifsal, quite clearly, Me'ahu Shaita the Asid, from the moment that he gave his testimony, Havile Rasha. And on an eight sheker is a classical case of a rush who's postulated. So Torah Omra, the Torah itself establishes in Shmos, Perikov Gimel, Al Toshes, Yodcha, Im Rasha, Leo Seid Chamas. You cannot join yourself up with a Rasha to testify against someone. Al Toshes, Rasha, Eid, this is how we're interpreting it. You cannot accept the testimony of a Rasha for Edus. And the Gemara embellishes this in Sanhedrin Chav Zayin. And basically what the Gemara is saying is that Abaye is not a Chiddush, we don't have to rack our brains. But Rav Amar Mikanu Habu Nifsal, why is that? Eid Zomeim Chiddushu. Okay, we'll skip a few words. And ein lecha bo ela mishas chidusho v'yelech. Now, before we fill in the words that we skipped, let's just point out that there's a universal principle in the entire shas called chidushu. And when we apply the principle of chidushu, then we say ein lecha bo ela mishas chidusho v'yelech. Recently, we had an example in the case of kol kavua kemechtzal mechtzedame, which means that if the suffix is nolad b'makom kvius, we don't have time to go into this in great detail, just mention it in passing, then the Torah says, even though you have a physical rov, a reality of rov, nevertheless the Torah considers as mechza, as a suffix ashakul. And that's a chidush. Because even if the suffix is nolad b'makom kvius, that doesn't undermine the fact that statistically we have a bona fide rov. But the Torah says a chidush. And therefore the Ran, very famous in Masechta Chulin, establishes that Ein Lecha Bo El Mishas Chidush Veilech, if at the time that he left the butcher store, it was a suffix of Prisha, and later on he finds out that he thought it was a suffix of Parush, but really it was a suffix of Kavua, then we don't apply the principle of Kavua L'mafreya, because Ein Lecha Bo El Mishas Chidush Veilech. And the concept of Chidush always applies when there's a sort of principle that undermines the normal mechanics of the halacha. Here too. And that's the part that we skipped over here. Why is Edim Zom Chiddush? And the answer is obvious. The Hatreyu Treininu. We have a classical case of Hakhasha where two Edim testify X and then two Edim testify not X. We don't know who to believe. That's called Treyu Trey. That creates a suffix. Should we believe the first pair of Edim, the second pair of Edim? Is my chazus the tzayis lahani, tzayis lahani? Why should you believe the first pair of Edim? Or why should you believe the second pair of Edim? You know, whichever way you'll take it. In this case of Edim Zomim, why should you believe the second pair of Edim against the first pair of Edim? It's a gzeiras hakosuf. That's called chidush. And therefore, we apply the principle, says Rava Hilkach, Ein lecha bo l'mishas chidush ve'elech. From now on, we'll believe the second pair of eidim. But we're not going to say l'mafreya, we're convinced that the first pair of eidim perjured themselves at the time, back in Nisan, when they gave their testimony. And Rabbi Chanan in Kovach Yurim tries to explain why Abai is not impressed with this logic. And his first approach is to say that Abaye holds that even in a case of Chiddush, we should apply the Chiddush and extend it logically to its ultimate conclusion. We don't apply the principle of Ein Lechabo Mish'ela Mish'as Chiddush Avielech. But more logically, says Rabbi Chanan, Abai also agrees in principle, as we've seen in Shas, that with regard to a chidush, ein lecha bo mishas chidush ovielech, but rather Abai holds that this is not called a chidush. There's an inherent logic in the premise of the Torah, the principle of the Torah, that we believe the second pair of Edim and we're mazim the first pair of Edim. And why is that? And that's based on the Svara, the famous sugya called Ne'emonus Begazlenusa. Let's say the second pair of Edom testify against the first pair of Edom that we saw that you stole something. In such a case, the second pair of Edom are certainly clearly believed. The first pair of Edom cannot be machish the second pair of Edom as far as their own status is concerned. Abai is of the opinion that in Hazama we have two different elements. The Mazimim are not just saying Imono Ayisem, and therefore your Edus, as a Heftzal Edus, is Betela, but they're also saying something about the Gufam Shel Edim. And they're saying about the Gufam Shel Edim, you perjured yourself. You weren't there to have seen the Edus. You couldn't have been there because you were with us elsewhere at that time. And therefore, says Abaye, it's not a Chiddush that we believe the second pair of Edim, just like it's not a Chiddush when the second pair of Edim do a character assassination of the first pair of Edim. In other words, if we look, as no doubt Rava looks at these two pairs of Edom, the first, the Zomimim, and the second, the Mazimim, as being made on the Heftza, meaning on the facts of the case, then there's no subjectivity here. They're just simply contradicting what exactly happened, or could we have known what happened and testify. But on the level of personal assassination, as we called it, there Rava says the first pair of Edom are not saying anything about themselves. The second pair of Edom are not saying anything really about the first pair of Edom. This is not called Pasalininu Begazlenusa, where they explicitly, the second pair of Edom explicitly attack the character of the first pair of Edom. And therefore, as far as Chefza Shel Edus and the objective world of Edus, we have Treyu Trey. And that in Shendis Chidush. Now, Tosus Dibra Maschil Ein asks the following question. If Edom Zomim, according to Rava, is a Chidush, then maybe the Torah's Chiddush is that the Edom themselves, meaning the first pair of Edom, should be Chayav under the law of Kasher Zoma. How do you know that they're possibly Edus? And in a sense, what Tosis is saying is that once the concept of Chiddush is applicable in the parish of Edom Zoma, according to Rava, all of our human logic falls apart. We could actually differentiate between two things that are interdependent, namely the punishment of Kasher Zomam and the Psul of the Edim. Notice the Edim Azimim are believed to be Machai of the Edim Zomimim Tashlumin or Misa, that's under the law of Kasher Zomam. But maybe they're not believed to be to passel them. And Tosus applies here a kind of a kolshkein here, that if they're believed, the second pair of Edom, vis-a-vis the first pair of Edom, to establish a chiv tashlumin and an onesh of kasher zomam, then how much more so should the second pair of Edom be believed to passel the first pair of Edom? Because the Torah doesn't believe someone lechatzoyin and split it in half. But nevertheless, Rav is going to apply the principle of Ein lecha bo ela mishas chidush ve'elech, and the psul of Eid Zomim is going to be chal mikan lahav v'not l'mafreya. And I once heard from my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik that the mechanics, so to speak, of Rava, now again, this is not logical, but the mechanics of Rava, the way the halacha operates is that the psul gavra of Eid Zomim, as far as the Psuliatus is concerned, is engendered by the Shem Zomim, not by the Haggadah Eidus. If it were by the Haggadah Eidus, Abai would be correct, but Rav's principle of Chiddush engenders the following split. There's the Haggadah Eidus, and there's the Shem Eid Zomim. And the Psul here is not the classical psul through Haggadah Eidus, when two Eidim purge themselves, but rather through the Shem Eid Zomim, which is only Chal, and emerges with the Hazoma of Imanu Ayisem today, or shall we call it in Iyar. But Ika Diyamri, now the Gemara suggests an entirely different approach to understand Rava Mikanu Labo Nifsal. Rava agrees and embraces Abai's logic. Rava Namik Abai Svirli Diomel Mafreo Hu Nifsal. But Rava is introducing a new din. And this new din is not based on Chidush. Hachainu Taimed the Rava, the logic of Rava, and here we're turning to Daf Ayin Gimel and Aleph, is Mishum Pseida de Lekuchos. Really, logically, within the context of the parish of Edim Zomim, no doubt that all the Adios that these Edim Zomim presented and testified in Bezdin from the moment of the first Edus on which there was Hazoma back in Nisan up until today, they're all Edim Psulim. But to passel all those Adios, that's a real headache. Because now there's something called Hefseid Lekuchos. Imagine two people naively bought Karka and they signed a shtar, and on this document they invited these two Eidim, the Eidim Zomimim, right? Let's say on Rosh Chodesh Iyar they invited them to sign the shtar Mekuch. They had no clue that these Eidim already back in Nisan had perjured themselves. They were Eidim Zomim, they were Psulim Eidus because of Afreon Nifsal. So now what you're going to tell me is that all the shtaros, for example, this shtar mecher that the lokeach purchased, are completely invalidated. How can you allow such a thing? You have to worry about the hefseid lekuchos. And therefore, Rava says, we're not going to implement the lamafreahu nifsal, we're going to suspend the psul until the shas hazoma. From then time on, it's going to be public knowledge that these Edim are psulim, don't rely on them until they do tshuva, and they reinstate themselves into Edim. And now all the shtaros, says Rava, that were signed by these Edim in the interim are all ksherim. Now, it's very interesting that the Gemara puts the emphasis here on Pseidel Lekuchos. What about the Mokrim? I mean, when a person is hard pressed to sell a piece of property, he needs that money, and now he's going to have to return, fork over the money back to the Lokeach. Why isn't that a problem? And perhaps B'dochak we could say the following, that the Lokech is in a worse position, because in addition to the disappointment, you can imagine that he'll suffer as a result of the invalidation of his contract and his kinyan, his kniyah. In addition to that, he's muchzak in the karka, he's working the karka, he's benefiting from the payers of the karka. All this is null and void. And even though it's hard to recognize his chazakah as a chalos chazak al pidin, because he's holding on to a shtar that's possible, the Eidim are Eidim psulim, but nevertheless, he's in a miskained situation because he's holding on to the karka, and it's going to be removed from his hands and returned back to the mocher. In any event, the Gemara says, my beinayu, and the Gemara offers now two nafkaminas between Abai v'Rav, halacha l'maisa. Nafkamina number one, and it's interesting that both nafkaminas are very close to each other. They both go lechor in the same direction. Number one is asidu beitrei lechad utrei lechad. What would happen if the Eidim Azimim testified two against one and two against one? In other words, two Eidim testified against one of the Eidim Zomimim. Okay, that imanu ha'yisa bi'oso yom, and then another two Eidim testify against the other pair, the other member of the pair of the original Eidim. In such a case, there's no chidush that we accept the edus of the mazimim against the edim zomim, because it's no longer trei utrei. And therefore, from the perspective of Abaye, the psul should now, from the perspective of Rava chidush, that's Rava number one, here, l'mafreyahu nifsal. But on the other hand, from the perspective of Paslaninu and Pseida the Lekuchos, Rava number two would have to be nervous and protect the interests of the Lekuchos. Inami, another nafkimini, would be Tapasalinu Bagazlanusa. Let's say, for example, the second pair of Edim testify against the first pair of Edim that they were Gazlanim. In such a case, certainly there's no chiddush that we believe the second pair of Edim, the first pair of Edim are Nogim Bedover. They cannot defend themselves and form and establish a pair of Edim against the second pair of Edim. It's Lahach Lishna Di Amrit Mishum Chidush Leka. If Rav is predicated on the Svar of Chidush, here in these two cases that we mentioned, there's no Chidush. We should certainly believe the Mazimit. But Lahach Lishna Di Amrit Mishum Pseida Lekuchos, Ika, there still is Pseida De Lekuchos. Now Tosus, Divra Maskel Das Hidu, are bothered by the following question. What significance is there in the first nafkamina the Gemara offers, where two Edom testify against each one of the Edom Rishonim? We have a principle regarding Edus that the Edus of two is equivalent to the Edus of 100, Trei Kimea. And therefore, the nemonus of 100 Edim is not greater than that of 2 Edim, because 2 Edim are like 100, or like 1,000, like 1,000,000. So here there's a kosha between 2 Edim Rishonim and the 4 Edim Achronim. In other words, there are 2 Edim against one of the 2 Edim Rishonim, there are 2 Edim, another 2 Edim against the second of the Edim Rishonim, but those 2 Edim Rishonim form a cat vis-a-vis their Edus, which is Kimea. And there's no reason why the Edom Achronim should be more believed than the Edom Rishonim. That's Tosus' argument. And therefore, to say that there's no Chiddush in this case, that doesn't make any sense. The Gemara makes no sense. And therefore, Tosus has to reinterpret the Gemara. What the Gemara is talking about the following scenario. Each one of the first Edom witnessed the action by himself. Let's say, for example, they were on two sides of a gigantic palace. One aide saw it from one side through one window, and the other on the other side through another window. And Beis Din now links together these two eidos in such a way that it's as if two eidim had come to testify on this maisa. Now, when two Edom now come in, and they testify against each one of the Rishonim, Imanu Ayisa, B'makom Ploni, the other aid, right, the pair aid of the first pair, is not supporting the first aid, because he doesn't know that the first aid was there. He saw it from a different vantage point, far away. And therefore, there's two Edom against one aid. And when the Gemara says here, quote, the ashidu be'trei bechad u'trei bechad, it doesn't mean, dafka, that there were two Edom Achirim that were mazim, each one respectively, one of the Edom Rishonim. Because again, according to Tosus's pshat, even if the second pair of Edom were mazim, both Edom, it still becomes trei keneged chad, because within the first pair of Edom, there's no reciprocal Edus from one Ed to the other. Each one saw it separately. So when you read the Gemara, and the Gemara says, Asidu betrei bechad, it's a little bit misleading. It could be trei betrei. But it's considered alpidin trei bechad, because each one of the Edom are separate. Rabbeinu Tam here is bothered by a different question. How does the Gemara introduce this chiluk, which doesn't seem to be really relevant to the machlokas between Abai v'Rava? Abai v'Rava really are arguing about the nature of a zomim. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam has a slightly different girsa here. Instead of paslanin hu begazlusa, right, which indicates the plural, he's got paslu hu begazlanusa, b'loshen yachid. And he explains that what the Gemara intends to, the Gemara's intention here is that besides the Eid Rishon, who is subject to Azom al Pishnei Edim, the Edim also passel the second Eid, Begazlanusa. So it's only a singular when they attack one of the two Edim. And therefore, the distinction that the Gemara makes here in terms of an Eid Shehuzam really is based on this logic of Eid Zomim Chidushu. Here it's not a Chidush because the Eid Sheni, who supports the Eid Rishon, is Posel B'Gazlanusa, and therefore, you know, the original Eid is left alone against the Shnei Eidim Azimim, and that's not a Chidush. In any event, I wanted to complete our discussion by mentioning the Rashba. The Rashba wants to say that l'chor there should be another nafkamina between Abaye and Rava as far as all other types of Eidios, for example, Eidus Nefashos, or Gittin V'Kiddushin, Eidus Kiddush HaChodesh. If we're saying that Eid Zomem is a Chiddush, then in all these cases there's no psulim afreya. But if the reasoning here of Rava is not because of Chiddush, but rather because of Pseidu Lekuchos, in all these other cases where you don't have the principle of Pseidu Lekuchos, the Eidim would certainly be psulim lamafreya, even according to Rava. There's no Pseidu Lekuchos in the cases of Gittin V'Kiddushin, or Dini Nefashos, or Eidus HaChodesh, and therefore Eid Zomim lamafreya Nifsal, even according to Rava, the only nafkamina would be in Dine Mamonos. And the Gemara certainly have quoted that as an afkamina between the two understandings or definitions that underlie Rava's premise of Ein Lecha Boel Mishas Chidush V'Ein Lecha Mishum Seder Lekuchos Mikan Ulamafreu Nifsal. The Gemara preferred, says the Rashba, to bring nafkaminis linyan mamon because of the context in which we're bringing and quoting this machlokas between Abaye for Rava, namely with regard to the Mishnah of Eidei Tvicha and Eidei Mechira. So Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up the sugya of Omer Ab Yirmiyah here on the top of Ayin Gimel, Amid Aleph.